What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. If you're a regular listener of this show, you know that for the most part, I'm pretty chill. And believe it or not, that's true even when it comes to my parenting style. I'm that mom who can stay calm even during a four-year-old meltdown. Seriously. And I know that's kind of a brag, but it's something that I'm proud of. And you might be wondering, okay, Gabby, really, how do you stay calm when your kid's freaking melting down? Well, number one, I know I can trust the universe when the shit hits the fan. That's period. And number two, I lean heavily on my meditation practice. I've been meditating daily for 17 and a half years. Yep, that's right. I've never skipped a day of meditation. I just haven't. And it is this practice that has helped me navigate the most stressful situations in my life. And it's also given me the ability to really lower my anxiety level. So whether you already have a meditation practice or if you've never tried it before, I want to help you cultivate that same sense of inner peace. And it comes with practice and it comes with commitment. And that's why I'm giving you my most impactful guided meditation for anxiety relief. And it's totally free. It's yours. It's a gift from me. People, it's free. So take advantage of this today. This also happens to be one of my favorite meditations, so I'm really excited to share it with you. You can download my free meditation for anxiety relief at deargabby.com/anxiety. I promise you that this practice is going to really help you begin your journey toward profound inner peace. It will give you a tool for self-soothing in moments of anxiety and stress. And I just want you to use it so that you can really create that beneficial inner state of peace that can be very sustainable when you practice and you show up and you give yourself that permission to turn inward. That's deargabby.com/anxiety. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back. Most of the time on this show, I do a regular recording. I come in with a topic. I welcome in guests to ask me questions, whatever the questions may be related to that topic. But sometimes I like to go rogue and I do wild things in the studio. And I did a more free-flowing episode that I've now coined your Choose Your Own Adventure episode. And I like to just see what comes through. So I let the people that are asking the questions dictate what the direction of the episode is going to go in. Wow. So it's fun. The theme for today's show just emerged, and it was all about boundaries. And now we all know that creating boundaries is kind of stressful, and it can be a little bit scary at times, very overwhelming to some people. But listen up, I'm here to tell you that it just doesn't have to be that way. Boundaries are actually really healthy, but you have to believe that in order to lean into them. And in this episode, I share with you four steps to helping you set healthy limits and boundaries for yourself. So, If you're a yes person, like so many of my listeners, and I know you are out there, listen to me. You might want to jot some notes down. You might want to come back to this episode. You might want to share it with your yes friends, the friends that are the yesers. This is an episode that will give you a lot of empowerment and strength in creating limits, creating boundaries, creating space for you. And this is an extremely important message that I hope you take seriously because it's going to affect every relationship in your life and your overall well-being. So enjoy the show, my friends. Get into it.
Let's do a choose your own adventure show right now. Let's see what happens. What's going to come through today on Dear Gabby? Bring it in, my friends. Hi, Gail.
Hi. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm on.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi.
All right. How can I help you?
I feel stuck at the moment. I've read a lot of your books and I've got a big family meal next at the weekend. And I get very anxious about it. And I had a lot of bees as a kid and I've left a mind-controlling religion 3 or 4 years ago, and I'm looking at my own spirituality now. My family are still in that religion, so my views and their views are very different, and it's a lot of conflict.
And you have a meetup with them next weekend?
It's Saturday.
Do you have to go?
Yeah, my daughter-in-law has organized the dinner, so I do feel I need to go. I think it's a hurdle that I have to keep trying.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If you have trauma from your past with your family.
Yeah.
And the religious choices and you have a different belief system.
Yeah.
Do you still have to keep showing up for it?
I don't go to any of the churches and I probably only see my family once or twice a year. So it is quite a big thing.
What would it mean to you to say to your daughter-in-law, I'd really like to have dinner with you and whoever else feels safe to you, but I think I need to keep a boundary and maybe not go to this one?
I have thought about that. I think I worry about people's opinions too much.
There you go.
And I'm still,
you know,
I've always been that way. And I'm just beginning to think about myself, but I've always worried about what people think of me. And
yeah,
And trust, I don't have a lot of trust in people, I don't think.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Do you have children?
Yeah, they've all grown up now.
Okay.
My daughter left the same religion as I did at the same time. My son is still in the religion. My mum is still in the religion. And my sister. I left. And I think about all the time that I was there, over 50 years, and it's a long time. I lost a community as well, a whole community of people. So I'm just trying to make new friends and like starting from scratch again.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And this is the thing that happens quite a bit. I'm wondering if we can make this conversation about how to create healthy boundaries with family.
Mm. Yeah.
That feels safe for you right now.
Yeah.
Because there's a young part of you that feels really, really beholden to them, to this religion, to the family. There's a young part of you that, and I don't want to speak for that young part of you. I just can only imagine that you said it in your own words. You said that I want to make sure that I'm good for everybody else, right? That I'm lovable. And so I can imagine how scary it is to think about not showing up, what that would mean.
Hmm.
But I want to give you a really important message today. Sometimes no is the most loving response. Creating boundaries with people who do not make us feel safe is in the service of you and them. Because no matter how hard you try to show up and have things feel good, they won't. And everyone feels that. When you override yourself for others, you're really setting yourself up for a lot of discomfort. And I see that you can really feel that right now, right?
Yeah.
I see you feeling that right now.
I get triggered quite a lot.
Yeah.
And even the thought, we was even thinking of staying up there, going in a hotel so that we don't have to go in the car and ride up there with them. And it's like tactics I'm trying to work
away. Okay, yeah. Let me just ask you some questions. Do you mind if I get a little bit curious about the feelings of the fear that are coming up for you? Is it okay if I ask you some questions about it? Because I don't want to go too deep into it, but I want to just, when you think about going there and staying over, where do you feel that in your body?
Fear.
Your chest?
Yeah, chest and throat.
And anything that you want to let me know about that feeling or that part of you that's coming up that feels activated?
I feel I want to say stuff, and I feel that if I say it, I'm going to upset everybody. Oh. But then I'm not very good with words. I always think of words after the event. I should have said this and I should have said that.
Would it be okay if I extended some compassion and inquiry to this part of you, this younger part of you that's talking right now? What do you need? What do you feel like you need right now?
I'm trying to set myself up with a new community of people because I lost.
You need community. You want connection. Yeah. Beautiful.
I found a spiritual awareness group where I live, which I'm planning to go to very first time on Sunday, where it's just a group of people meet. So I'm hoping that will.
I want to just acknowledge this now. Let's just take a moment here. So you feel the lack of community. You want to create community. Mm-hmm. And you've gone out and you've sought after community. And also just right here, right now, you're here in the Dear Gabby community. You're watching with a group of people. You're joining in a conversation with a group of people who have like-minded thoughts. You're creating community for yourself, my love. And I want you to celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of topics in this one conversation, which I really want to acknowledge, which is that one, you can give yourself now what you were lacking when you were young. You can seek that community. You can seek that connection. You can be safe. You can stay safe.
When I say that word, safe, it makes me feel, I get very emotional.
Yeah. So right now, one thing that you could do to help that fearful feeling inside feel more safe is to define some boundaries that would feel safe for you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you permission to be unapologetic about that if that feels good.
Hmm.
Remember, it's what's best for your inner system is going to be best for everyone. Give yourself permission to create boundaries with people who feel and are unsafe. Period.
Yeah.
Okay, my love.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to some of our IFS, internal family systems therapy episodes. That might be really valuable for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And an IFS therapist could be really, really beneficial for you.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put in the show notes the link to those resources.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, my love.
And now for a quick ad break. My friends, I want you to listen up about this one. Taking good care of ourselves is the absolute most important thing that we can do. And it is the most important and most valuable thing we can do for our longevity and our day-to-day health and well-being. And finding a way to keep ourselves really feeling good and feeling strong can feel really overwhelming at times. But with Symbiotica, they have you covered. Symbiotica is the absolute perfect solution for anyone who's trying to elevate their health and their wellness, and really anyone that's tried all the different supplements. This is a sophisticatedly designed formulation that are clinically proven to increase vitality, longevity, by filling the nutritional gaps that result from our modern day diet. But there's a lot more. Symbiotica Super Greens is a great way to boost your daily nutrition. I started taking the Super Greens a few months back because I wasn't always able to make my smoothie in the morning or get my green juice, and so I started taking the Super Greens. It contains a bioavailable complex of natural plant compounds that support cellular detoxification, boost your energy levels, and get this, promote a healthy immune response. I swear by the liposomal vitamin C. I have traveled all over the world, and taking this vitamin C has kept me healthy. And here's the coolest thing. All you have to do is fill out this super easy online quiz. And this will help you figure out the exact right supplements for your specific health goals. And because you're a listener of the show, I'm going to hook you up with a discount. Symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide, or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount. Symbiotica.com/Gabby. The summer is literally flying by. I cannot even believe it's where we are right now at the end of August. Oh my God. I recently got back from this amazing trip and I'm finishing up some last minute details on a really big company-wide initiative that I'm going to be shouting from the rooftops at the end of this month. But being this busy, getting back from vacation, jumping back into this huge launch that we're working on, and I'm running around a lot and it can definitely affect my sleep. So sometimes I need a little help, and that's when I turn to Next Evo Naturals. Next Evo Naturals are the most clinically studied CBD brand on the market, period. So that's why I know and I can trust that I'm getting the best. They literally take research to the next level, and that's super important to me because I feel I have this really strong confidence around putting the best product into my body. Next Evo Naturals has a stress CBD complex, and that is my jam, people. They come in gummies, which I love, and because it makes taking them like having a little candy before bed. And sometimes I even take them in the morning when I'm feeling a little anxious about the day, and I just feel 100% difference. The stress CBD complex has both the fast-acting Smart Sorb CBD as well as a patented whole plant ashwagandha. Smart Sorb CBD is clinically proven to reduce stress by 70% and increase concentration by 50%. So why not make CBD a part of reaching your full potential with Next Evo Naturals? Leave summer stress behind and upgrade your CBD. Go to nextevo.com/Gabby and get 25% off, plus a free bottle of premium pure CBD, which is a $50 value, one use per customer. That's nextevo.com/Gabby.
Let's take another one. Let's see what happens.
Hi. I cannot believe I'm on. Oh. I cannot believe I'm on.
Welcome, girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. So I have been working so hard on myself for the last 2.5 years and have never done that in my life.
Good for you.
I've always been the under somebody, helping somebody else. And I found you about 7 months ago. And you are, I feel like I know you. I feel like I'm your best friend.
Yes.
Like I feel like I want to have girls night.
Yes.
I bought the cards, the Spirit Junkie, Universe has your back. I flip them every day. Like you have honestly helped change my entire thought process. And I just thank you so, so much. I just thank you for who you are. And the caller before, I hope she's still on because I similarly went through, I had an abusive marriage that I stayed way too long for 28 years. And it was also wrapped up with religion. And she can get through it. And yeah, she can draw boundaries. I had to do that. And it just, it's amazing how you feel when you draw your own boundary.
What was it for you that really worked when you created that boundary?
Well, the first thing, I finally got the courage to leave that relationship.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
And it was like I won't go into detail, but it was a whole horrific in the middle of the night restraining order thing. But it was me actually seeking counseling. And I'm not sure what religion she was talking about, but many religions, we didn't do like secular therapy. Like that was wrong. You just prayed or went to talk to your minister, preacher, whatever it was. And that's how you got help. And for me, when I left and I decided I'm going to try this therapy that's supposedly so horrible and so bad. Hmm. And it was like I was cut open.
Yeah.
And all the garbage just was leaking out. And it took years of just really allowing myself to be sliced open and then sewn back up. And like I said, have a new mindset and a new way of thinking.
You're a motivational speaker, my love. You are profound and such a gorgeous testament to what recovery and boundaries look like.
I cannot believe you just said that. So I have been, well, I'm a teacher. So I'm a teacher of the little ones, first
lucky
grade.
Lucky guys, lucky but, kiddos.
Yes, I love those kids. Oh my gosh, they love me. I'm their school mama. I tell them that I'm their school mama. But I also just, with the abusive marriage, and I also lost a daughter from SIDS when she was 3.5 months old. Mm-hmm. I recently lost my dad, and that was kind of my only male figure of
that was a loving person. So I kind of have a lot of different stories, and I've always journaled and blogged, but I've recently just started doing things. I got this from you, how you said like for 5 years you did things for free.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'm like, that's me. Like I will share my story. So I put out a blog and just started some things I write, some things I voice, you know, just record it. And then I'll have people just like, oh my gosh, I've gone through that. Oh my gosh, can I talk to you? And I'm just doing it. Like I said, I'm just putting it out there, knowing that the universe is going to, you know, bless me back. And it is in the last month. Well, first, my word for this year was adventure.
Yep.
Because little things, like I've never taken a trip by myself.
Yep.
It was always with family or husband. And I hopped a train. I'm from North Carolina. And I hopped a train from North Carolina to New York, because I've stepped out of my comfort zone.
Yep.
And yeah, I've just learned just so much from you and the driftwood and like the, I used to look at people and be so envious. Mm. And now I heard, it was one of your podcasts that you were like, look at that as like a driftwood. If you see a cute couple, look at that as that will be me. And it's funny about Wolf. His voice was so calming.
Mm.
And so he just sounded like this strong man.
Yeah.
But also so gentle.
Yeah.
And that's that. And that was driftwood for me. Woo! I was like that boy, that, you know, not particularly him, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, it's like a sign for you that that's possible.
Yes. And I was like that he's coming. And so just everything, but like, I would just especially wanted to say to her, getting a new group of friends or, you know, cutting off family members. And you don't have to do it in an ugly, hard way. You can just say, you know, I'm not comfortable with this.
Yeah.
But my past, you know, I'm still in, and kind of even just take it on yourself. You know, I'm not comfortable yet. You know,
I'm still dealing
with things.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have
to. Or this doesn't feel safe for me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give her some advice now. First of all, thank you for being the Dear Gabby today. You are Dear Gabby being with me. I just find you extraordinary and such a power of example for everyone listening.
Thank you.
And I'm moved deeply by you. I want to acknowledge a lot of what you said. First, we have to have the bravery and the courage to step away from the pattern.
Right.
Sometimes that happens when we hit a bottom. Sometimes we just have the grace of God come through. Sometimes we're pulled out of it, whatever that may be. But having the courage to change.
Right.
Get ourselves out of the unhealthy relationships that require boundaries. Right. And then once we've gotten out, how do we maintain and sustain those boundaries? And oftentimes when we're in family relationships, they can be very codependent, or marriages, they can be very, very manipulative. And so we can decide for ourselves what's non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So if you decide being in the presence of that person is a non-negotiable thing for me, that I'm going to hold that and own that.
Yep.
And I can be very loving and forgiving in the time and the order that is appropriate for whoever you may be and whatever you may be going through. You can be
Absolutely.
Loving, you can be open. But how are you going to hold that boundary with love? And so really being able to sit in the seat of that boundary with love and compassion, say, I'm praying for you. I'm sending you love. And it is not right for me to be in your life in this way.
Right. Right. And it can be it might be a season.
It might be a lifetime. Yeah. And it doesn't matter.
That's right. It doesn't matter. Right.
Just because these people were planted in your life, whether you signed a contract and put a ring on it, or you were born into their family, does not mean that you have to stick around
if it's
not right, safe, or healthy. For you.
Yes.
And that's really completely scary when it's family stuff. And it's really scary when there's abuse involved, because there's a belief system that says, I have to stick around. I have to be there for them. I have to show up for them. And so today's episode can really be a beautiful, gentle reminder that we can have our own inner non-negotiables for our safety, for our well-being, and that we don't have to be in the presence of people who do not create safety in our life.
Yes.
In my book, Happy Days, I write a lot about how I struggled with gastrointestinal issues, just one thing after the next. And a lot of people these days are finally focusing on their gut. And I love that there's awareness around it because when I was suffering with this, nobody knew what to do. Now it's just this huge gut mania. But there's also a chaotic field to navigate now. It's sort of like, which is the right supplement for me? And this statistic blows my mind because every time I read it, that there are 3.8 million posts on Instagram tagged gut health. And because discoveries in microbiome research are transforming medicine and hygiene and diet in real time, it's just no wonder that there's an overwhelming amount of information and a lot of confusion. There's one brand in particular that is committed to scientific integrity and transparency, and that's Seed. Seed is a daily symbiotic that supports digestive health and boosts immune function. Seed makes it easy and convenient, and you just take two capsules a day, and that's it. And you're not just getting any old probiotic supplement. Seed is developed, scientifically validated, and clinically studied next-generation probiotics. And so if you're like me and you've taken a million probiotics before and haven't felt a difference, it's probably because the capsule isn't designed to survive in your stomach. Seed's different because, get this, it's engineered to survive. Avoid gut mania and head to the trusted source of symbiotics. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby. Trust me, your gut will thank you.
I'm big on journaling and lists and writing things down. And especially, you could see her pain,
yeah,
the caller before. And I would even say to write things down. Like when you're first going through stuff, write it down, carry it with you in your purse, put it in your pocket, put it in your car. Like I've got things all over the place, like the non-negotiables or the driftwood I'm wanting, the things, you know, the things that I prioritize. And I keep my calendars like my diary. And I mean, I write, so like you're in my diary right now. I was like, listening to the Gabby Live podcast, blah, blah, blah. But I think if she just kind of listed some things, good and bad, you know,
yes,
and just looked at it every day, or, you know, I don't have to go to this event. I don't have to do this. I don't have to talk to this person. It helps when you read it again and you say it out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. So that actually is everybody's homework. If there's people, places, situations that do not feel safe for you,
yeah,
there's an opportunity for you to decide for yourself what is non-negotiable in your life. A non-negotiable is I don't have to show up for these types of things. A non-negotiable could be, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Or a non-negotiable could be that I only surround myself with people who make me feel good.
Right.
Right? Come on now.
Yes, yes, yes. And think like I think. And that's been a whole new group of people, like a whole new group of people that I'm friends with. And they're real friends.
That's right.
Like I've just realized I've never had real friends. I've had shallow girlfriends. And I'm not interested in that. I want deep, meaningful relationships. I mean, just friends, not
look
even
at
talking
the driftwood.
About a companion.
Look at the driftwood in your life right now. You're here.
Oh, yes.
With your friend, Gabby. Okay. You literally, you're like, I'm your best friend. You're with your best friend, Gabby. You're having a chat. You're manifesting a lot, my love. And I just think this is such a beautiful episode because we heard from the first caller and then we had this opportunity for you to Dear Gabby her.
Yeah.
And to be a power of example for her.
Yeah. This was literally the universe. This was literally Gabby in my mind. This was how it was supposed to happen because from the first time I got on, I was like, pick me. Hey. And she said my name. I couldn't believe it.
But and you were supposed to follow our guest before. So I thank you so deeply for that. And I'm so proud of you. And I wish
you
so much more grace in your life. And I'm so proud of all that you're creating. And thank you for carrying the message far beyond this show.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. And I've told all my friends, I mean, I'm like, go follow her, go buy her book, go buy her cards. So I'm like a groupie.
You're just adorable. Keep coming back, baby. Keep coming back.
I will. And I'm going to come and see you in person at some point when you're around. I'm going to come see you, but
I'll be in person. I love you, honey.
I love you so much. And I love your whole team and Wolf and everything.
Wolf has fans. Yeah.
Thanks to everybody.
So cool.
All right.
I love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
What an episode. Okay. So we had this beautiful opportunity to open up a conversation about whatever the audience wanted to have come through. And today, what came through was how to create boundaries with family members or partners or loved ones when it's not safe, when it doesn't feel safe. And those boundaries are hard to establish. They're scary to create because these younger parts of ourselves believe that we have to take care of these people in our life because we have a ring on our finger, because we're born into this family or whatever the story is. And undoing that belief system can take time. So in the process of undoing that belief system, it's really valuable to create some non-negotiables. And those non-negotiables could look like, I am not willing to be in the presence of people who make me feel unsafe, or even more strong and boundaried, I do not enter into these specific situations. And if you start to create that list of those non-negotiables, you can be sure that you're much more likely to commit to them. Because sometimes when we're creating a lot of inner safety and we're doing the therapeutic work and we're listening to Dear Gabby and we're reading books like Happy Days and we're doing whatever it takes to get to that place of safety, being in the presence of the people who made us feel unsafe does not help the journey back to safety. So give yourself some grace. Give yourself the chance to create that safety in your life. Open your heart to what's possible. Stay centered. Stay in a place where you can be safe enough to do that deeper work and heal. And trust that it is absolutely okay to create boundaries. I want to acknowledge the bravery of these two guests that came on. The bravery and the courage that they had to leave the situations that were causing them harm. The bravery and the courage that they have to speak up publicly about it, to share their experience, their strength. The bravery that they have to start to create those non-negotiables, be open to them, and to stick to them. And I want to really acknowledge you for listening to the end, because this is a big topic and it can be very charring and triggering to the parts of us that feel like we are indebted to the loved ones in our life. But I'm going to remind you right here, right now, that you can create that list of non-negotiables. You can create boundaries with love. You can be strong in those boundaries. And oftentimes creating those boundaries and saying no is the most loving response. So thank you for joining me here on today's show. And I hope this really, really served you. I love you guys, and I really hope that this show inspired you to create more safety in your own life. I'll see you next time on Dear Gabby.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.